Greetings to those of you who are online and to those of you who are here. As you listen to my words, travel inside yourself to the place that's deepest, the place of quiet in you that's undisturbed by anything that may be going on in your life. Travel with me to this place of stillness and know that this space exists inside of you, no matter what else is going on. Your belief is very important. Your belief that you are more than a physical being interacting with physical surroundings is very important. And so the place of stillness in you, that is also a place of peace and of love and of innocence, is your spiritual home. But the noise has to quiet down in order for you to know the pathway there, the noise of other preoccupations, the noise of distractions, so that you, like a traveler on a road, are looking ahead to see how to get to your destination. The road is there. The road exists within you because you were created by God as a soul. And so the road is there, but the distractions of physical experience and the commotion of feelings makes it difficult often to feel and sense the road. You may know all of these things that I'm saying to you. You may hold them to be true as a belief. But beloved ones, we are all on a journey from believing to experiencing. And so it's important to not feel impatient if you can't feel yet what you know. And it's good to know what you know, even if you can't feel it. But it is a journey from believing something to experiencing it. And the presence of God's light on the earth today is amplifying and accelerating the possibility for experiencing what human beings already know. And for those who don't know, for awakening the consciousness of what is true. So I want to describe a path for you and with you to your spiritual home, the place of your creation, of your belonging, of your safety, and of your being, is all present within you. Your home is in God and with God at all times. And being in this home creates a sense of completion, creates a sense of belonging. Belonging with what? Belonging with yourself. Belonging with yourself in God and belonging to the universe. Belonging with yourself, not having to struggle to be different, to be someone else, to meet expectations of others. Only those expectations, impulses, motivations that come out of the deeper truth of your being are there to guide you. This is your home to which you belong, and it lives inside you, creating safety, creating a sense of place. You have a place in the universe. You are in it, and it is in you. You are home inside yourself. One of the ways to try to access the road to this place of belonging is to realize what you're not. You're not the things you do. You're not the expectations of other people. You're not the emotions that may be very familiar to you that are passing through you. You are not your fears. You are not your anxieties. You are not the pain that lives within you. You are beyond all of that in your home. That doesn't mean that pain that comes through being embodied will disappear because you're at home, but it means that you can breathe through it, with it, and know that it's part of the all that you are part of. You are part of the all that is God, the all that is the universe, and in that place, you are safe with any circumstance that comes up, whether painful or not. You can be at peace with any circumstance that comes up, whether painful or not. So let go of the things as best you can that you're not, especially, most especially, the feelings that preoccupy you as habitual emotional patterns that you are carrying from this lifetime or from other lifetimes. Let them slide away, or at least move into the background. And then I invite you to consider this. In this place of home, where there is no fear, there's safety, there's belonging, you can become innocent again. So one of the guides along the pathway to what all of this is directing you towards is to imagine yourself in a state of innocence, without fear, without needing to protect yourself, accepting of all that is as part of the all that is one, innocent. And we have a human reference for innocence because we think of the child within ourselves, or we think of the children, the young children that we know, and we think of the way they joyfully embrace experience, especially the little ones. They joyfully are curious about and accepting of experience without evaluating it. And so we can think about traveling along this road towards our spiritual home, moving in the direction of fear and self-protection into innocence. And what this does, beloved ones, is thinking of innocence creates a breath, a space within you. Because innocence does not have to struggle. Innocence doesn't have to do things. Innocence can just be. And also innocence can greet others innocently. Innocence can greet others innocently from a place of joyful acceptance, not from a place of fear. Now, your mind may be telling you, even as I'm talking, that the world isn't set up that way for you to greet others innocently. Your mind may be telling you that, or your emotions may be telling you that. So there is courage that is needed to take the risk of finding out something that is new to your emotional self, that is in a place of innocence. Your relationships with life change. The world doesn't change, you change in relation to life. And so what seemed dangerous, problematic, unacceptable, impossible before becomes different. And so you can travel through the world at home with yourself, in a place of innocence, no matter what other people are doing. They're doing what they're doing. But your innocence causes you to feel safe and unafraid, and from that place, you then determine, what is God asking of me in this moment? You are in tune with, innocently in tune with, the needs of the moment, which may require different responses from you at different times. But your innocence allows you to be open to what God is asking of you, rather than what your emotion of fear is asking of you. So on the road to your spiritual home, you part the clouds of emotion that are there, believing that you can let them go, and look for the place of innocence that's not involved with doing. It's not involved with fearing, It's involved with being open to life like the child of God that you are. Open to life. And that place of being at home in yourself will bring life to you in a different way. When we talk about spiritual home, it's very important that you know deeply that this spiritual home is you. It's you. You, one with your deeper self. You, one with God within you. This home is you. It's not someplace else. It's in you as you. So the feeling of wholeness and completion and relief, yes, I'm at home, I can rest, I'm all right, all of that goes along with feeling at home because it's you and you become all right with yourself. All of the things that you have tried to, in many ways, heal and deal with on an emotional level have all been valuable because they've helped to bring you to a state of greater understanding and greater peacefulness with whatever emotional issues you're dealing with. But they don't take you to the place that's the spiritual place of your being. You can feel more comfortable emotionally, but there's a place that's still calling to you. It's calling to you because you're a soul. It's calling to you beyond any feeling or healing that you've had on the mental or emotional level, all of which feed into finding the road to your home. But the place of your deeper being is your place in God. In God and God in you. The place of your innocence, the place of your belonging. Sometimes people, and you may be one, are afraid that they'll never get there, that there's been a struggle so long and a desire and a waiting for so long that the journey just will go on endlessly. I am here, beloved ones, to tell you that the journey to your spiritual home is progressive. It is progressive. But God has ordained during this time of the earth's transition into light that those who seek shall find. This is the miracle of being alive now, that those who seek shall find. Because the joining of your soul with your physically embodied self has been, I say has been, meaning it already has begun to be more available, the joining of your soul with your physically embodied self. And so the way has been opened. So let go of whatever beliefs you've had because the painfulness of the long waiting period has been for many, many people very painful. Let go of the belief that it can't happen and walk down that road inside yourself in quiet. You need the quiet of being alone with yourself without doing so that you can find the road. And the road is uniquely yours. However you experience it is the road. It doesn't have a one-size-fits-all road. It's yours. However you experience that deepening, go into the stillness. Find a way to be quiet during each day. The road has been opened by God's ordination of spiritual transformation for the earth at this time. This is the blessing of being here now. Your embodied self seeking the path to your own home can find it more accessible. So I want to say something else about the quality of this place of belonging, I mention innocence as a frame of reference to look for in yourself, because the idea of innocence creates a space. So too does the idea of love create a space. But in order for love to create a space, you have to let go of the duality of giving love and receiving love, which is so much how human beings think about love. We get mixed up because we think and have reason to think historically, giving love. How much love am I able to give? How much love am I receiving? So we get into an arithmetical emotional equation about giving and receiving, and sometimes we feel too much on one side and not enough on the other. But that's not the place of your home. The place of your home is not giving or receiving, it's being. Being a breath of love. Being a breath of innocence. This love that is your home is expansive. It goes in all directions. It goes to everyone without exception. It goes to all things without exception. It's part of your being in God. And so if you translate love to the human level and you think, well, I'm being giving in a relationship, you know, that's good that you feel aware of what you have to give. But that takes you on this pathway to your home, into the state of being love, where it's non-direct, it's not related to a person, it's related to the universe. You are the love which loves the universe. You are the love which loves all beings. You are God's love. So sometimes the idea of being love gets mixed up. And so I'm saying to you, if you look for love in the human frame of reference, you need to go deeper than that. You are in your place of belonging in a state of being in love with all that is. You can give it wherever it goes, wherever it's needed, because you are that. I want to invite you before I close to travel down that road inside yourself. Close your eyes. Anything that you feel in stillness, in space, in letting go of all the emotional debris that you carry typically during the day is yours. It's part of your being. Quiet, peace, stillness, joy, belongingness, innocence, love. You are that, taking away all the coverings that cover that. You are that and have that as the foundation from which to create a life. The way has been opened for you to find this road if you choose to. And it's open for all beings eternally. May all beings be blessed with the knowledge of the divine home that lives within them. May all be blessed with the openness of the way to find that home and with the heartfelt desire to do so. May God's life within each embodied being manifest fully now as love, as innocence, and as the truth of the divine being of each one. May all of life be blessed. Amen.